Smith actually said that he was confused at times in that game. That must feel good for you to hear that. Or what do you think the job your defense did on Sunday?
Well, like Coach Allen says, there's no moral victories in the NFL. I mean, we're about winning. And we played them well defensively in a lot of phases, especially pressuring the quarterback, making him throw incompletions. Even, you know, we had the three sacks early, but then we were in the backfield the whole game, and that's good. We got to play better situationally. We got to play better down on the goal line. Especially, we had a few guys that just need to be in the correct spots down on the goal line play where Charles ran in. On both runs where Charles is in, we can play those better. That's what we got to do better. When they get in our red zone, we need to hold them to field goals, not touchdowns. I mean, that's the biggest – that's one of the things we talked about all week with the guys this week. Hey, look, we're limiting yards. We're getting better every week. We're taking the football away for the last 3 weeks. We've been knocking the ball out. DJ knocked one out, and, of course, Charles gets it. That's what he does. But we need to do a better job down around our goal line. And it just starts with us. It's just simply guys doing their job in that situation. We've been good at times. We're good versus San Diego. But we need to be better there. And that's, you know, you're trying to turn good into great. Okay, you guys have heard that from me. You turn bad into good, good into great. Well, the last 3 weeks it's turned closer to good. Now we got to turn it into great.
Coach Allen said that he hasn't been satisfied with the way DJ Hayden has been coming along, but he has been encouraged. What have you seen from him?
I think that's appropriate. I'm encouraged in that he learns from things that happened to him. He missed a tackle on a screen to start the two-minute drive at the end of the second quarter. The next time he had an opportunity to tackle in space, it was a perfect form tackle, and he knocked the ball out. So we just need those things to happen faster. And DJ knows that, and he's working to do that. He had a good week of practice, good day today at practice. And that's the life of an NFL rookie, man. I mean, it's not easy covering those people. It's not. You know, you see Bo for the first time, that receiver, and he touches the ceiling with his head, you know, when he walks in this room. I mean, that's what you're going up against, and they're the best in the world for a reason. So I would agree with exactly how DA worded that, but like we said and like I've said in here before, the team knows what the kid has in him, and everybody appreciates him and how he's working to get better.
And when he, you know, had that PI that ended up resulting in, you know, a touchdown, kind of gave the momentum back to Kansas City before the half. But then he turned around and, you know, forced that fumble. Those are the kind of things that I'm sure you want to see from him, and maybe he wouldn't have done. He would have probably let it get to his head the first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah. Well, we just want this. I mean, the big up and downs need to level, because a really good corner in the NFL is a guy that makes about four plays in a game because those are the critical plays, and then you don't notice him the rest of the time because all he's doing is his job. But it's just a little – it's things of being on the right leverage – and making sure you're going to miss a tackle once in a while, miss it with the correct leverage so everybody else is there. Those things. And that's where we've improved all the way as a defense all the way along, and DJ has too. But you don't want the big swings. The big swings are what, you know, allows things. And like you said, okay, there's a third down conversion on a pass interference. So what? It's first and 7-7. Stop them. That's our job. So it goes right back to executing regardless of what. You don't know how the ball is going to bounce. Execute when you get in a situation. That's our job.
What's
Coach,
the next
what
are your
step for,
go ahead, Scott.
What's the next step for
CO Moore? CO did a better job of taking his course and going as fast as he can this week. You know, obviously on the first play of the game, he got hit extension on their young tackle and wrapped up the quarterback. That was nice. So he got his first sack. CO needs to be consistent in setting edges, using his hands in the run game, and not overreacting too fast in the pass game. He's very instinctive. And he can move in space. That was his best game that he's played. He just keep that arrow going up. But he's starting to do some things that we thought he could do, using his hands and setting edges. And that's where he needs to be more consistent.
Can you define the overreacting in the pass game?
Oh, I just mean young players do it at a time. If you know, you see a quarterback twitch over here, they go that way. Okay. You know, versus, hey, look, that's just a twitch. That's not right. A throw. That, hey, QB key, ball out, break. That ball's not out, dude. He didn't take his hand off the ball, right? Oh, everybody goes through that. Even veterans need that coaching. So it's not a big overreaction to anything. It's just, okay, you're a vision zone defender. I'll give you an example. Okay, I just squared up on quarterback now. Yeah. All right. So you're a vision zone defender. If I'm a quarterback and I twitch my shoulders and you move, Well, the next time he's going to do it again because he's going to get you to move. But if you're a vision zone defender and I twitch my shoulders and you stay right there and then the hand comes off the ball, you're that much quicker to go make a play. It's what everyone goes through. So that would be the way I would describe that.
Closing offenses, like Alex Smith said after the game, look at your defense and say that it's something complicated and complex. But when you talk to your defensive players, they say it's simple. What goes into teaching that and making that so on defense?
You've asked a form of that question before, and these are my favorite questions because it's this. It's categories. We can make the look totally different by only switching two or three guys what they do. So, hey, guys, we all know this call, right? Well, you two guys are going to switch. So now to an offense, it looks totally different because somebody's blitzing and somebody's dropping when it's the same call to everybody else. So that's how we function. We put things in categories, and that's how we can – learn them. But that's where we want to go. We're scratching the surface of where this thing can go, and that's being multiple but still simple for us, but it looks like a lot more than it is to them. That's one of the whole ideas that we base this on. And the guys are starting to do that. They're starting to see, oh yeah, okay. If we do what we're supposed to do, this is my turn. So I'm going to make sure I do this one right. And this one over here, this is my turn. So I'm going to do this right.
As long as they're where they're supposed to be at the snap of the ball, do they have any freedom to move around back there to do their own creativity in terms of giving a different look? As long as they're where they're supposed to be when the ball snapped?
Yes. That's my shortest answer ever. Yes.
Jason, how fine is that line between teaching and overcoaching? As DA mentioned earlier, coaches can coach, but then they can also overcoach, which will overburden the player.
It's huge. And it's what every coach has to learn at every level. You don't want to take the feel away from a football player. A lot of times, you know, you ask them to set an edge and get extension. And say they take it and they get the block like this, and then the guy grabs their pad, like happened to Seal early in the game. I'll use an example. He grabs their pad, he turns him, and they got 4 or 5 yards.
Seal, what'd you feel? Well, he got my pad, coach. I said, you know why he got the pad? Because you didn't get extension first. He's got longer arms than you, so you got to get extension. And if you get in this position with your elbows in and thumbs up, then he can't grab your pad. Now you're in command. So that's what you need to feel. Then the next time he did it, I said, what'd you feel? He said, oh, coach, I could have done whatever I wanted. There you go. That's kind of an example of coaching versus overcoaching. If I just tell him 100 times, you got to set the edge, 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 but then don't tell him how. That's what DA's hitting on. So I just gave you a coaching example of what he's working on. And it's different for every player. It's different for every player. And it's different at every level. And we really try to go in the room and figure out what the guys need to help them make plays, because that's why we're here, to help these guys make plays.
Coach, what are your initial thoughts on the Steelers? They've had some change at the skill positions, but the quarterback's the same. And is there anything you can take from last year's game and apply it to this year?
Yeah, definitely. Last year's game, we didn't challenge enough early. We started challenging later in that game, and we're able to make a comeback. Obviously, they know what happened as well. Their wide receiver position, they can make plays. That quarterback, he's amazing how strong he is naturally. So we need to make sure that our rules are correct, our looks are correct. We activate guys and get him on the ground and make sure we continue to stop the run. They've gotten a little bit better running the ball in the past few weeks, and we need to make sure that we handle both phases, because sometimes when you overcoach, like you said, if you overcoach a certain phase, there's two things they can do at all times. They can run, they can pass. So we need to make sure our rules fit both cases for them.
What has made Roethlisberger, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the league the last several years?
His toughness, his arm, everything. I mean, just the way he plays. He's a tough-minded, tough individual. And he just keeps so many plays alive. And, of course, he can throw it the length of the field. So, I mean, almost. So he's a good player. And we'll look more at him as we go here. You know, we were focusing on ourselves, like Coach Allen said this week, getting healthy and learning what we can do better. A lot of the things that we were talking about here is how to make our looks all look the same, make sure we set edges better. Here's how you set an edge. All the things you guys asked about is what we've been emphasizing this week, because it's about us more than it's about anybody else.
General question. all the rules about hitting players, where you can hit them, how hard is it now for defensive guys to actually execute a tackle properly and not get penalized?
Well, the biggest thing is this, and you've asked me about tackling before. Well, you got to have your hips down, your eyes up, and you got to wrap, okay? It's not getting low, because getting low could mean bending your upper body. Well, what does that do to my neck and my head? What did I just do? I don't want to hit anything like that, okay? I want to hit things with my eyes up and my hips down. And if your eyes are up, your hips are down, and you wrap up, there's less of a chance of hitting those areas that you can't hit by the rules. So we just continue to preach form tackling. Make sure you wrap. See what you hit. Keep your hips down, your eyes up, and we put them in drills to practice those body positions. And that's one of the things we've been working on this week, and showing them, look at your body position on contact, dude. Number one, you're going to get hurt. Number two, you miss a tackle. So that's double negative. Let's not do that. Okay, let's get our hips down, our eyes up, step with the proper foot, wrap him up, and if he's bigger than you, hit him low, wrap him up, and the cavalry will come, and the next guy get the ball out. So we're emphasizing that stuff all the time, because we don't want him. One, we want him safe. Two, we want to get the guy on the ground. And three, we don't want anybody fined. I mean, that's – but it's going to happen at times, but that's not what we want. So
should there be a target zone on a player's body, like a strike zone, so you know exactly where a legal hit is versus an illegal hit? Or
I don't know. When you're moving that fast, I mean, I don't know that answer. The safety committee looks at every single play. So with the players and people that are on that board, we trust that they have everybody's best interest in their minds when they make those rules. I just think you need to teach the proper form, one, for your player safety, so that we're safe on contact. Because my biggest pet peeve is when a guy goes into contact and he's in a position to hurt himself. That's not why we are in this game or to play. I mean, we want to get the guy down with as much, and you use your hands and as much violence as possible within the rules of the game.
The Chiefs didn't have a scoring drive longer than 41 yards. Two of them were less than 30. And which means that you guys are doing well holding long fields, but what kind of a mentality do they need to have, and do they have that kind of mentality when they have short fields, when they're put in difficult situations? Because, you know, like there were a couple touchdowns, I'm sure you would have rather had field goals there. What's the mentality for short fields, and does your defense have it right now?
Okay, that's what we were talking about. The execution in the red zone was the biggest thing that we need to do, and it starts with us. And some of those were the exact plays we practiced. That's the ones we got to get right. And that's why defensive football at any level is tough, because 11 guys got to be right and go get the guy with the ball. But here's what we say we do, okay, and what we think when we go on the field. We're saying watch this. We're talking about what we do. You know, watch us. We're going to go stop them. And that's where every defense needs to improve in that area, because those are the toughest situations you're going to be in. But – we don't care where they get the ball. Our job's to stop them.
Any more?
How far back does memory go of questions asked? A couple of years, or?
If some things, believe me, my memory, I'd like to forget. They're just in there. All right? So I won't bring back all those things, but they're in there. So.
All right. Thanks, guys.